See the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
Welcome back to In Focus on this Monday morning in the Little Apple. Brady Bowman with you. I'm still here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at K-State and the Assistant Director of the KSU Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, want to get involved in the conversation, give us a call. Phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And Dr. Schaefer, we're talking about, really, we're kind of having conversation about the conversations that we're kind of having anymore. Yeah. And I think everybody agrees that the answers are in the middle of the road, because the closer two opposing views are to each other, the less they have to shout, right? When you're both on these far ends of the spectrum, you can't have a calm and quiet back and forth conversation. It's, you know, shouting loudly at the top of your lungs because you're going across a great expanse. There's a great gap in the conversation. How do we get away from these extreme arguments and points? And not that I feel like sometimes we feel like it's bad to argue anymore. Like, argument's good. Argument's in America. It's good that we have argument in America and two, you know, opposing views. It's just the type of arguments we're having, I think that's key.
Yeah, no, I think that's, you know, a big part of what I do and many colleagues do here, both at K-State and then across the country, is you know, it sounds really unexciting, but it's like, what's the process? What are the ways that you actually get people to talk, right? So you can create those kinds of opportunities in a whole variety of ways. I was just in North Carolina 2 weeks ago doing a workshop with folks from across the state, mostly at universities, colleges and universities. So we had about 200 folks spending the day with us. And it was all about introducing people to these ideas and concepts of how do you, especially for universities, right, that play important roles here at K-State in Manhattan and then across the state since we're the land grant. But lots of other universities are increasingly playing these types of roles of convening people around community conversations, around a whole host of things, right? And so I was there kind of helping to facilitate a conversation with these people interested in this work about like the different models. And that, I mean, you know, to talk, that doesn't get people really excited, like, ooh, what are discussion process models? But at the end of the day, how do you create space for people to actually talk, right? And so sometimes you need certain ways to do that. And what gets people in the door? And to your point, you know, this is the frustration of kind of the oppositional, adversarial, however you want to frame it, kind of view of politics, that if we just kind of keep lobbing our bombs at the other side, if we keep attacking, that's going to kind of win. That only gets you so far. And especially if whether you're talking about state or national politics, depending, you're going to need to bring some folks, quote, from the other side onto your side if the issue that you're trying to address is kind of framed that way. And so how do you do that? And if I've always demonized and vilified you, that's going to be real tough to then all of a sudden kind of walk down the aisle, so to speak, with you and find some kind of agreement on whatever the issue is. And so that's really where a lot of what we do comes into play. Literally, how do you, it sounds really simple, but it's so essential, especially in the climate right now of you know, the social media has amplified it, but this has long existed, right? The sense of us, them, whether it's between urban and rural, whether it's between you know, social class, whatever those dividing lines are, we have, I think, some confrontations that we need to overcome, and part of that is actually being able to talk to each other.
And so we can talk to each other. Yeah. We have somebody wanting to talk to us. We got a phone call. Caller, you were on In Focus. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to thank you for coming in every month and expanding our horizons with your communication skills. I was able to go into a room with 15 women with the anti-gun agenda after the latest school shooting and sit there and listen to what they had to say, and then was able, when they got to the point about guns and domestic violence, to tell them they needed to teach their boys not to bring domestic violence into a domestic violence situation, and talk to them about their children being at home playing those electronic games, shooting cops and other players in the head, and developing that kind of a social agenda where we would have those kind of problems. And, of course, there was a professor there from K-State concerned about the students carrying guns on campus. I was trying to talk to him about, if you're not teaching those children social development skills, social success skills, I would also be afraid of a child with a $50,000 debt coming out the other end of 4 years of college without those skills. I would not have had that kind of bravery to walk into the room with 15 people with that kind of an agenda in that kind of an emotionally stimulated room unless I had heard your contributions to our conversations and widened my horizon. Thank you so much for your efforts.
Well, let me just say thanks. That reinforces my desire and interest in showing up here on a Monday morning, right? That's great to hear. I mean, and to your point, I mean, that's really where this becomes so essential, is to have the opportunities and the space to talk across, or at least to hear, right? I mean, and my assumption is that you're not all walking out the door with the same view in mind, but at least having the capacity to understand where are people coming from, where are those nuances and views, and then being maybe a little bit more sympathetic to why somebody believes the things that they do.
Being sympathetic, I think that's a good way to talk about that. And also maybe just kind of checking your pride and your own views just at the door for just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes we can be a little too prideful. We have another phone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, observation I've got here, we focus so much on diversity. Well, I think we ought to be focusing on commonality, because I think we got more in common than what we got diverse. That's one thing. But, you know, you look at people, a lot of people are not. They aren't very good critical thinkers, and I don't know where that starts. I have no idea. It should start in school. But and people aren't paying attention to what's going on around them. You see students, and I'm not blaming students. I mean, there's adults the same way. With their cell phones out, their earphones in, and do you really think you know what's going on around you? I don't think so. And I think we all need to be more aware of what the environment is. This would eliminate a lot of stuff. As far as that Florida shooting is concerned, my question is, first thing, why is that school not locked down? And then we find out that the people, the government people, the cops weren't even qualified to go in there and do something. So, I mean, you want to blame the NRA, you want to blame guns? Let's look what happened there, man. Maybe they're not completely white either. When I say white, I mean completely free of sin, because there probably are too many weapons on the street. But anyway, I'll let you guys go ahead and comment. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no. Thanks to you as well for giving a call in. I think the tensions. I mean, right. I'm somebody who I hang out in a university. Right. I'm at K-State, and I will, speaking on behalf of lots of other folks who I work with closely, and that I also am just connected with because we're all, you know, faculty members. The question about the kind of critical thinking is something that's essential, right? I mean, this is something that undergirds not just higher education, or if you're in a classroom or not, but, you know, fundamentally as people of communities, as citizens, right? That's an essential piece for us to be able to kind of work through to make sense of issues. That's where a lot of my own interest and work comes from, is how do you, you know, frankly, I think I've talked about this some before, but a lot of my work is about rural communities and thinking about the complexity of issues, right? So regardless of what we're talking about, so we'll just talk about guns for a second, since it's so timely and important, is the question of, like, all right, do we lock down the building? What are the implications there? Do we have the capacity to fund the mechanisms, the staffing questions, those kinds of things? What are the implications on kind of the educational learning environment? So being able to have some of that conversation, both at that really local level, but also in lots of other places, becomes importantly a conversation, right? I mean, so we're going to have folks who strongly have one view, others maybe on another side, if we want to just simplify the spectrum. But, you know, as we know, and as I can't do it over the radio, so this is going to be hard to probably explain, but, you know, the idea of a spectrum is is limited, right? The way that we fall in our views, our dispositions, all these things, there are lots of other ways that we could think about this. And so if we just always frame everything as a left and a right, we're only going to get so far. And we're more nuanced, we're complex creatures, right? You know, as human beings. And so being able to think about the issues that we share collectively that we have to confront, that's a really important kind of thing. And that comes back to that critical thinking piece, is how do we approach it as much as I might sympathize a particular view on whatever the topic is, how do I walk into a space and say, oh, this Brady guy, he's got some thoughts about this. What are his thoughts and where are they coming from, right? It could be from, you've got some article, some fact sheet that tells me a bunch of statistics, or you could tell me from your kind of lived experience, right? Those are different ways of making sense of issues, and how do we help create an environment? How do we kind of cultivate a space for those kind of conversations to happen? That's the really hard work. But I appreciate the comments from the callers who are kind of raising those concerns and questions. And I will say, just as a response quickly, that that's a big part of what we try to do at our institute here at K-State and then also nationally.
Let's go ahead and take another break. A little tease on the other side. I have a theory on critical thinking.
Oh, okay.
We'll see what Dr. Schaefer thinks about it. More In Focus coming up.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and